With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Kamala Harris and former President Trump trade new verbal barbs as both campaigns head into the Labor Day weekend. A look back at the day with reporter Bernie Bennett.
Harris wrapped up the second day of a bus tour through South Georgia with a rally in Savannah, a day that included an interview with CNN, her first sit-down interview since becoming the Democratic presidential nominee. Trump started his Thursday with remarks ostensibly about the economy in Michigan before heading to a town hall in neighboring Wisconsin. Inside Elections with Nathan Gonzalez lists Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin as toss-ups, underscoring the importance of the very busy Thursday evening. A YouGov survey of registered voters released Wednesday put Harris up 47% to 45% nationally, but the company added a key finding in a summary of the poll. Quote, Trump holds a small lead among independents, 42% to 37%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Former President Trump says this election isn't a choice between Democrats and Republicans, but rather a choice between communism and freedom. Speaking in Potterville, Michigan Thursday, the former president said that Kamala Harris's electric vehicle mandate would kill the auto industry. He said he's for electric cars, but there needs to be a healthy balance with gas cars as well. Also at SRNnews.com, a nuclear watchdog says Iran's increased a stockpile of uranium.
The report says Tehran has also not reconsidered its September 2023 decision to ban the most experienced nuclear inspectors from monitoring its nuclear program and that IAEA surveillance cameras remain disrupted. The report further says that Iran has still not provided answers to the nuclear watchdog's years-long investigation about the origin and current location of man-made uranium particles found at two locations that Tehran has failed to declare as potential nuclear sites. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is SRN News. Another major company abandons the queer trans agenda.
Lowe's, the giant home improvement chain, says it will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, the leading LGBT pressure group in the country. Officials with Lowe's also say they will no longer sponsor gay pride parades. This is just the latest case of a big retailer responding to backlash from a growing number of Americans who want the places they shop to stay neutral when it comes to politics and such hot-button cultural issues as homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France is doubling down on the queer trans agenda. It began with opening ceremonies for the Paris Olympics, which featured a homosexual version of Da Vinci's Last Supper. Now, the woman who portrayed Christ in that production has been named a torchbearer for the Paris Paralympics. The woman describes herself as a lesbian. She helped open the games for disabled people. This is SRN News. The FBI is under investigation for failing to report all suspected sexual child abuse cases to the proper agencies.
A Justice Department watchdog says the FBI has failed to comply with mandatory reporting rules in nearly half of the sexual abuse cases it's handled involving children. An inspector general's inquiry has been released, saying there's no evidence to show the FBI had complied with mandatory reporting requirements in nearly 50% of the cases it reviewed. Another violation was the timeliness of sharing information. Only 43% of the cases showed that the information was provided in the 24-hour period required. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Records show that a Boar's Head deli meat plant in Virginia tied to a deadly food poisoning outbreak repeatedly violated federal regulations. Inspectors say they found meat and fat residue on walls, floors, and equipment. More details at SRNnews.com.